How much does love cost? This is Dr. Herbert O'Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. How much does love cost? Well, love is really quite expensive. Because love has only one thing to do. Love is only designed to give away. Love is not designed to receive. You don't receive love. If somebody is loving, they're giving it away, and they're being loving, and they've got their reward already. And the person that they're being loving with or about could care less if they're loved or not. They're just doing their thing, and you're loving them is not going to make them better or worse. No. We sometimes think that it is that way, that you got to get love, give love to get love, and you got to get love, you got to give love, and that's not true. Love is not something that you can give away or that you can receive. What is love? And I'm not asking you the question. This is a rhetorical question. This is a question that I'm planning on answering myself. That's why I'm asking the question. What is love? Love is the oneness of you with all of your creation. Now, do you think a mother could love one child more than she loves another in her family? It does appear that way at times. Because one child is more cooperative and one child is more supportive of the program of the family, but the mother doesn't love that child anymore. She doesn't necessarily like that the child is not cooperative, but she loves it just as much as she always did and always will, because it's her child. And she's always going to love that child 100%. Now, how can the child get the mother to love the child? Well, the child can never get the mother to love the child, because the child and the mother are always in love, whether they know it or acknowledge it or not. Now, if the child says, how do I get mama to like me? How do I get daddy to like me? You know, well, stop being a naughty boy. Or do things that make your father and your mother happy. As, for instance, working with the family program. If the family says, get up on time and come down for breakfast, then get up on time, come down for breakfast. Like, come down a little earlier. Help mother or dad set the kitchen table. Help put the food on the table and get everything ready. I mean, that's really getting the family to like you. You know, you're always so helpful. You're always so helpful. Not you're so loving. You see, you're always so helpful. And it's, we misuse and misunderstand the word love. Love is something that a creator has for its creation, and it can never change. Now, are you the creator of your world? Are you the creator of every person in your world? Are you the creator of every experience in your world? All right. What's there not to love? You created it. Right?
Yeah.
Now, why did you create a child to be recalcitrant? A naughty child. Why did you create a child not behaving? That's you. You're the creator. And you're a damn poor creator if that's what you created and you don't like it. But if you do like it, then you're a good creator. Now, why did you create a child misbehaving? Well, you create a child misbehaving because you have gone through those situations yourself. You have been a naughty child yourself as you were growing up, and you did not always behave yourself. And so you're not surprised when your child doesn't behave. You're not surprised. You should be not surprised if your child makes a problem, not if your child doesn't behave. When your child is a perfect loving child, then loving as a perfect cooperative child, then you know that you're a perfect cooperative parent. Now, Are you willing to take responsibility for giving love unconditionally at all times without any thought of it being returned or appreciated? Can you give a joyous attitude toward the world and not expect that the world's going to give it back? The world does, of course, because that's your nature, and you create the world doing that. But the thing is, you don't give the love to get love back. You don't give cooperation to get cooperation back. You give cooperation in working with a family program because you want to belong to the family. You want to belong to the program. Oh, sweetheart, time for dinner. Come on in, wash up now. Second time. Sweetheart, time for dinner. Come on in, wash up now. Third time. Sweetheart, I'm going to lock the door. Time for dinner. Come in and wash up. And if he doesn't come, then the door is locked. And then after the dinner is over, the door is opened. And then he says, where's my dinner? And she says, well, I called you three times and you didn't come. You had something more important than dinner. And so therefore we ate. And we ate with a loving attitude toward one another. We really enjoyed our dinner. We didn't think of, no, I don't care. Why does he come when I call him? You know, we didn't have that attitude. We weren't here. It was very nice not having someone who didn't want to cooperate with the family here. But, Mom, I want my dinner. No. You want to play that game, you go join some other family. And, no. Okay, well, when I call you in for dinner, you come. In fact, you might come a little early and get all washed up and all ready. You might come and even help. Help set the table. You might come and even want to do things. You might come and want to be part of the family. But you see, how many mothers have enough self-confidence to do such a thing like that? Because they're afraid that they're going to alienate themselves from their child and lose the child's love. And the only thing that they're alienating themselves from is a balanced, organized home and family and child. Because the child's not going to learn balance anywhere unless he learns it in the home. Okay, now, what about you? Where are you going to learn about love? Only when you give it. And you're not going to learn it from how another person responds to your love. Because if you see another person, you say, you're not being nice to me, I was nice to you. Like you said about David, you know, I spoke to him, he said, hello. You know, now, how could you conceive of David being that way if you are a totally loving person? And if you look at David and you say, hi, David, nice to see you. Then turn and go, whatever you want to do. Don't wait for him to respond. But if you wait for him to respond and then he doesn't respond right, you know, yeah, that's tough on us, you know. But if the mother waits for the child to return her love, my goodness, it could be a cold day in June, you know. And that's not what we want to do. We want to be so loving, so giving, so unconditionally giving that we're not waiting for someone to respond. We're not waiting for someone to respond. And that's what it's all about.
Quite something.
Now, on that cartoon thing that Katerina sent, this man who went home in an air tube was filled with water. It's kind of cute. But it would have been so much cooler if his words had been, thank you, sweetheart, for my towel. Because she remembered. Not, where's my towel? I'm all wet. Obviously he's all wet. He just came down the tube, like an amusement park, you know, where you slide through these water tubes. And he's going to be all wet. But you see, the people who write these things, they got to think of all the angles. And now that was a very important, that was a very subtle angle. And if he were to say, thank you, love, because he was a nice guy. You know, he was a very pleasant type fellow, kind of... he had it made. I don't think anybody else in town had one of those tubes going to their home. I mean, I don't know how does he get to work in the morning. Reverse. But it's just, you see, when you play the game, you have to have not logic and reason and balance in it, but you have to have something that tells the story from every point of view. Did he like his ride? Oh, yes. Did he think that this was just the greatest thing that ever happened? Oh, yes. Was he going to go home to a happy wife who was greeting him on the end of his journey? And boing! There comes my husband, you know. It's all wet, you know. And would she stand there with a big, big beach towel and grab him and surround him and say, "Sweetheart, I'm so glad you're home." Wouldn't that be lovely?
A warm one.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still on here again. But you see, this is what the game is all about. You love without expecting anything back. And when you do that, then truly you are the master and you are the creator, which you are. Have a lovely evening and recognize that you're fantastic, all of you, because I created you that way.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.